Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Daria says that if women weren't sexually attractive, men wouldn't even bother talking to them, and that they're boring. He's right for the most part that women are one-trick ponies. But if they're doing tricks, then it's unlikely to stop at just one. That's why women don't want men coming up to them and talking to them, because they know that we just want sex. Although I've had female friends, and the only reason they were my friend to begin with was because they wanted me to hit their pee sleeve. Up next, this Texas man broke into a hospital nursery and shook the babies until they turned blue, while saying the word die. Looks like a new level of cultural enrichment has just been unlocked, because that's not a native Texan. But babies' lives matter, and maybe he should suffer the same consequences as his victims. Just be glad he isn't a Haitian and didn't try and eat some newborns, because if you watch the film Snowpiercer, you know that the newborns taste the best. Number three, she wants to be wifey material, but shows her goodies for only $9.99 a month. But unfortunately, in today's world, she's still going to find a man willing to wife her up. But she won't want to marry him. What she really means is that she wants a high-quality man after she's lived the life of a town bicycle. But why would a high-quality man carry the shame of marrying her? Her choice is clear. Either she marries a mangina or a cat. Moving on, Barbie takes birth control pills and then 6 months later doesn't understand why she's fat and sad all the time. Not to mention she's attracted to Alan and finds him sexy now. They never tell these things to women when they start taking their birth control pills. Never date or marry a woman on the pill. When she gets off of it, she won't find you attractive anymore. Number five, the globalists want you to eat insects, your pets, and even human meat to tackle climate change. And if you don't, then they'll import Haitians who will eat your pets before having you for dessert. Our overlords are crazy believing that eating anything but normal food prevents climate change. Also, if cannibalism catches on, they better be careful, or we might turn the rich into Soylent Green. Up next, Elon Musk's daughter wants his son before changing genders, calls Elon a heinous incel, after he offered to give Taylor Swift a child. Imagine the insanity of saying that the man who conceived you is an incel. I guess these days incels have 12 children. Elon's son, who he calls a daughter, calls her dad an incel after he had sex with her mother. We're living in a bizarre world. But in her defense, she's a Taylor Swift fan and Swifties are kind of stupid. Number 5, Republicans put up this Eat Less Kittens billboard in Phoenix, and it's angered people because it's racist. But the reason it's really upsetting them is because it's an effective ad campaign, showing the horrors of importing Haitians into America that eat people's pets. Some people call this racist, others call it reality. The funniest part about this is that many people don't understand that it's a spoof of Chick-fil-A. Moving on, Homelander asked the world's smartest woman to prove her intelligence. She says that patriarchy isn't real, and then it's just an excuse for women to hate men. Homelander seems pretty happy with that explanation. Women also talk about the so-called oppression from the patriarchy because the matriarchy is what's really in charge, and women don't want us to find out. The world's smartest woman forgot to mention that part. Number 9, this female North Carolina Spanish teacher raped one of her 14-year-old students. So I guess now we're calling it rape, instead of just calling it having sex. Besides that, her other crime is that she's unattractive. Hopefully she sees some prison time, but most likely it's just going to be community service and maybe a month or two in jail. Saying that she raped a 14-year-old is a consolation prize. She must have just had baby rabies or something. Up next, this woman says that real men don't care about a woman's past. Someone gets back to her and says that real women don't have a past. If a woman has to hide and run from her past, then she doesn't deserve a relationship. A woman with a past is one that's incapable of bonding to you. So of course it matters. Any woman that uses the term real man also needs to be avoided. Number 11, here's what the typical Starbucks barista looks like watching you not tip for your $6 coffee. That's because they're depending on that money to pay the interest on their overpriced gender basket weaving degree. I wouldn't order coffee with milk or cream from there because you don't know where it actually came from. Besides, how is a $6 coffee not already tipping? Moving on is The Guide to Brat Summer by Lena Dunham. Looks to me like she misspelled fats. Sorry, I know they sound similar, but do better next time. Either that or this is what a feminist looks like after being on a diet. You should have seen her before her diet, but you couldn't see all of her because she was so spread out due to the curvature of the earth. I say leave her to the streets and leave her to the Haitians. They'll make a nice stew. Then again, she probably smells too bad to eat. Number 13, Hannah Griffin, is another childless cat lady, and she's done her research and is going to vote for Trump in November. Looks to me like the Haitians might have cost the Democrats the erection. What people don't know is that these two cats only represent 10% of all of her cats. Her voting red is also big because, just so you know, 68% of unmarried women vote blue no matter who. If anyone is making women awful, it's all those unmarried women voting for the left. Up next, here's the look on college girls' faces when you tell them that if they ride the rooster roller coaster until they're 30, to then look for a husband, they'll reduce their chances of finding a high-quality husband and having a family. The only answer to that they ask you is, are you an incel? Women don't seem to be smart enough to realize that guilt trips no longer work on men. Also, no man wants to buy a pair of shoes for full price when they've been worn by 50 guys. Number 15, we have another teacher that admits to having sex with a student to leave a mark. They called her glamorous. But if you read the fine print, she's been charged with rape, child molestation, and child endangerment. She faces up to 4 years in prison with a plea deal, meaning that she'll probably only get 4 months. But it's a two-tier justice system because a man would go away for at least 10 to 20 years. Also, who decided that she was glamorous? Moving on, Ruth says she can never cook for her husband because that would be slavery. If that's true, then maybe men shouldn't support women financially because that's part of the oppressive patriarchy. Or men should just say we'll never pay for our wives' meals because that too is slavery. Who wants to bet that this woman is a single mother? And her ex-husband is probably getting food from a feminine woman elsewhere. Number 17, if the entire male side of the species could invent one thing to make our lives easier, would this be it? The reason this isn't the thing yet is because the world is not ready for it. Looks like the only thing that's missing is a cup for beer. Also, if it was made of metal, it would remind me of the prison toilet sink. I like how this meme says the male race, as if men and women are two completely different species. Even with this, some guys would still piss in the sink. Up next, this woman with 6 kids and a former spicy content creator was told she could never find love again because of it. She says it's because of the cruelty of mankind, which is endless. Actually, the intelligence of even simps staying away from a woman like this gives me hope for this world. But some simp would gladly take her. It's the cruelty of Chads and Tyrones unwilling to date her that she's referring to, because unattractive men are invisible to her. Number 19, what do you think this woman's friends call her? How about woke Hitler? But I think that's a trick question, because if you look like that, odds are you don't have any friends, so no one calls her. I don't know about friends, but most sane people would call her a freak. I wish I could run a giant magnet near her face just to see what would happen. The closest thing I've seen to resembling her in real life is the inside of my tackle box. Moving on, speaking of freaks, here's the difference between a rapper in 2018 and a prank in 1998. I remember the days when tattoos were well thought out and had some artistic merit to them. Today's tattoos are mostly tacky and not very well thought out. If you thought that film and TV shows were bad these days, then you'll be shocked at most people's ink and how it's starting to look like crumpled up newspapers. Number 21 is a goose asking Haitians why Haitians are let into America and why they don't have any food in their own country. After all, they live in a tropical island with a 365-day growing season, and they're surrounded by fish on all sides of that island. The answer is simple. The average IQ in that country is 67. Some people say that that's wrong and it's 78, but not even the U.S. military will recruit people that dumb. Yet Democrats are trying to flood American cities with them. It's absolutely sickening. Up next, I missed the good old days of YouTube before it just became commentary channels, when people were creative in a low-key kind of way. That ended when they started to threaten everyone for copyright. Now there are way too many polished multi-million dollar celebrities on there. I used to love the early Smosh skits and epic rack battles of history videos when creativity was more important than anything else. as well as salad fingers. You didn't need a clickbait title or thumbnail because the content was great on its own. Number 23, what are your thoughts about robosexuals? I've always known there was something weird about 3PO. And I guess he's really a she, and so we should call her She-3PO. These two just better be careful not to stain their sheets with mercury. As for robosexuals, I think they're kind of odd, but who am I to judge if it floats your hard drive? At least RoboCop is a Robotop. But I still think Futurama did robosexuals better with Bender. Moving on, this individual says that as a trans woman, she wishes that she was seen as a possible girlfriend and not a fetish. How about neither? Most people see you as a dude. It's tragic when your whole sexual identity is a fetish because you don't have a bonus birthing hole. My question is, will people sleep with trans women once full uterus transplants are available and you can get them pregnant? Until then, most men will be a one-penis relationship kind of guy. Number 25 in the lesson, we have Travis before and after he started dating Taylor Swift. I guess there are side effects to dating a Democrat woman, as he can clearly see the misery on his face. Remember, everyone, a woman spends 10 years changing her husband into the man she thinks she wants, only to then complain that he's not the man she married. The guy looks like he aged 10 years and only 2 and now looks like a 1970s corn star. She probably also has his balls in her purse. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.